Welcome, NerdWatch listeners, once again to a very special episode of the NerdWatch podcast. As you most of you know, the NerdWatch was at Amazing Hawaii Comic Con 2017. Of course, that involved my compatriot here with me, Todd, and of course, Alika, and in spirit, Cynthia Isaac, and of course, Format, and Gannon.
Yeah, yeah.
We got a chance to talk to terrific people like Casey Morimoto. We talked to
Horimoto.
Jeez, I'm horrible at this. Sorry, Casey Horimoto.
Was
thank
Lindsay
you very much.
There?
hilarious. But we got to talk to. We got to also talk to
William Shatner.
We did not get to talk to William Shatner.
Jason David Frank.
No, I did get to talk to DJ Cavicane. I got to talk to Chad Harden. Those interviews are all going to be right here.
Todd Bernardi.
I did get to speak to Todd Bernardi. And I also got to speak to some of the Hawaii Comic Book Alliance guys as
Gross.
Well. And I got to speak to some great artists, guys like CV Illustrations and guys from X-Ray Vision as well. And one of my favorite interviews, of course, Stacy Hayashi from Journey of Heroes. So there's a lot of that stuff. That's going to be on these, I guess, 10 or 12 interviews. I can't remember how many, but I just want to let you guys know the very special episode. Yeah, I know there's a lot more than that. It's a lot more than that. So please sit back, enjoy. They're about maybe 10 to 15 minutes, some maybe 20 minutes. And we talk to great artists and great entrepreneurs.
I like peanut butter.
So make sure you guys stay tuned.
On your
Amazing
balls.
Hawaii Comic Con. We can never make anything professional on this show, can we? Like, ever. Anyway, enjoy the Amazing Hawaii Comic Con interviews right here on the NerdWatch podcast. So, aloha and enjoy.
Shut up.
Is it chunky peanut butter?
Welcome, everybody, to another special edition of the NerdWatch podcast. We are here at the Amazing Hawaii Comic Con 2017. And joining me this afternoon is... or was my favorite interview from last year's Amazing Hawaii Comic Con. Stacy Hayashi, the author of the wonderful graphic novel Journey of Heroes, which is now a movie. Unbelievable. So congratulations, first of all, Stacy.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. And you brought a friend.
I did.
Would you be so kind as to introduce your friend? I only think it proper.
Yeah. So this is Damon Wong. He's the illustrator of Journey of Heroes. And he's home for a week. And he's just finished directing his first episode of Bob's Burgers.
Fantastic. Damon Wong, welcome to the show, sir.
Hello. How are you doing?
I am doing fantastic. Don't be nervous.
Damon's
it's fine.
Shy.
It's fine. It's fine. I'll loosen you up, my friend. It's all good. So, you guys, how long your relationship is as a writer and artist? How long have you guys known each other?
I don't know. You knew my mom
six
first.
6 years? Yeah. His mom sews all my... So I designed Hawaiian wedding dresses.
Oh.
And his mom has sewn them for...
Yeah.
Forever, like wow. Since 2002.
Oh, your mother's she is a professional seamstress.
Yes.
Wow.
And then she did stuff for her, and then our whole family is just like her slaves.
Hey, shut up. Oh, my gosh. I am their client.
Yeah.
I think that's the correct term, I think.
Oh, okay.
I think the correct term is client. I'm pretty sure. Damon, nice. Nice. So, so to get a little background on you, Damon, because
okay.
We know so much about Stacy and her
okay.
book, and we'll talk about the movie here in a minute. What got you, I mean, coming from a family that, you know, your mother's a seamstress, how did you get into art? Was this something that you were... fascinated with as a youngster, or how did you get into this?
Oh, well, we're generally poor, so I didn't have any toys. And the only thing you could do is draw to entertain yourself.
Right,
and,
right.
You know, we couldn't watch TV. So, you know, you just draw a lot, and you're forced to be imaginative. And then, you know, next thing's you know, one thing leads to another, and then you're hired because you're good at making fun of people through drawings.
Fantastic. So
yeah.
Where did you start? When did all of a sudden you get noticed?
Oh, in high school.
Oh, in high school.
Yeah. So that was the thing.
Yeah, Mauna Loa High School, of course.
Yeah, we had a good art program there, and then that was my thing. It was like, oh, if you need something drawn, go to Damon, and then
wow.
In the credits, one of his few credits, the thank yous was for his art teacher.
Oh wow!
Yeah.
Wow. So when did you what was the project that got you noticed? That Hollywood came a knocking.
Well, it was gradual. It was like,
oh, was it? Okay.
Yeah. So I got a job after college doing home movies on
Cartoon Network, yeah, Adult Swim.
Cartoon Network, and then
you worked on Home Movies. That thing is funny.
Yeah.
I love that show.
And then, you know,
and he did Word Girl.
I did Word Girl on PBS, really? And then the creator of Home Movies. You know, he's the creator of Bob's Burgers,
right?
And then he was like, "Oh, we should really get, you know, Damon involved in." Now I'm there.
So you were like the knock-around artist guy on these projects, and then all of a sudden, hey, we need him on this, and we need him on this. So you became Mr. Indispensable.
Yeah, I'm pretty dispensable.
Yeah. Oh, come on, stop it. He's such a hard worker, but he's so talented. Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Damon's amazing.
I have a good sense of humor, so...
That too, yeah. Although there were some jokes in the comic book that I vetoed. Like, no, sorry. Yeah. We only have 30 pages.
30 pages. So when you guys are now getting on to Stacy's book, when did Stacy approach you and say, hey, listen, I've got this idea for this book that I put together, and I want you to be the artist of it?
Well, it wasn't like, it was more like she was going to do a comic book before, and then, you know, I met her through my mom, through some dinner.
And Maggie. Maggie's birthday.
And I told her, oh, this looks awful. I can draw. And then I could totally draw and make this look good. I think I oversold myself. But, you know, yeah, I did the comic book eventually.
Well, I've read the comic. It's amazing. And the art is fantastic. I absolutely, it's ironic how fitting the art is to the story. It's so strange. Like, you would never think, but it totally works. It completely works. So kudos to you, sir, for that.
Thank you.
It was absolutely amazing. So when you first saw the art, when he first gave you the draft, what was there anything that you were like, okay, well, I can do, I like that, I don't like that, we can change this, or was it like, was it kismet the first time you saw
stuff?
Well,
actually, what happened was the comic book was supposed to be like a realistic style.
Right.
And so that's what we did. But I wanted him to do chibi style because I wanted to do a game, like an app.
Oh, okay.
And so I was like, hey, can you draw Goro and Eddie? And so I introduced him to my veteran friends, and he drew them, you know, cute. Like, you know, like Angry Birds was popular at the time.
Yeah.
So you know, he drew those, and I put them on Facebook, and everybody loved them. And then they were like, oh, what are you going to do? Are you going to, like, make T-shirts? And I'm like, no, I'm really tired, and I need to get this comic book done, you know? And then what happened? Yeah, so I was going to actually just use historic photos and run them through filters. And Damon was like, why don't I just draw it for you? I was like, okay. And then so he would draw things and realistic style. And then what happened? You came home, for like a month. He's like, yeah, we'll do it. We'll do a page a day. We'll knock it out. We'll make it happen. So I'm like, all right, fine. You know, and then it took him like, 5 hours to draw the first two panels?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, man.
No, it was really slow.
Yeah.
It was really slow.
And it took him like 3 days to draw the first page. And it was nice, but I showed it to my friend Laurie, and she was like, yeah, this is nice, but where's the chibis? And then I was like, oh, my God, you're right. Everyone loves the chibis. And it was always a kind of problematic to me because the story is so sad and kind of it's, you know, I mean, it's about war. And
right.
I thought,
it's very somber,
you know,
for
right.
sure.
Yeah. And I thought, how are we going to, and the plan had always been to donate 5,000 copies or half of the first print run to schools. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I don't really want parents calling me, suing me, mad, why did you traumatize my kid, whatever.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
It's really
sure.
about the story.
Right.
And so that really solved a lot of problems,
yeah.
doing
right.
it chibi style.
Right.
Yeah. And then when I was like, hey, Laurie said do it chibi style, and then he just like banged it out. And I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Like, it all made sense.
The first, like, realistic drawings that I did, a couple of them, you know, I don't know anything about Stacy's past, but she's like, that looks like my friend. I don't want that drawing in there. He'll think that you asked for that. Oh, that looks like my ex. No. No. So we had to go a different route.
Oh, that is too funny.
No, it's true. It's really
it
true.
Is true. That did happen.
Oh, my gosh. That is crazy. So now, Journey of Heroes, which, of course, if you don't know and you have not read the book, you can get it here at Amazing Hawaii Comic Con. You can get it at Maui Comics and Collectibles, by the way, as well. It is about the 442nd in World War II, the most decorated platoon in history of World War II. Amazing book. Now, something exciting came up in the last few months. It was optioned to become a movie, put it together. How is that going? What's going on? What's with the process? How's that happening?
Well, It was actually a movie before the comic book.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Like I didn't know that.
Yeah. So I was working on this darn movie for 16 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And then, maybe, 8 years ago, the economy had crashed and it was like, wow. I was sitting with my writer and I'm like, this, and it was a different script altogether.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, well, this would suck, you know, if we could never make this movie.
Right.
And then because I was like, well, because it's not like you can bind the script and people can read it. Nobody knows how to read a screenplay.
Right.
And then I was like, oh my God, what about a comic book? Because, you know, you need storyboards anyway.
Right.
So that's when the idea came about. And then I had actually gotten a grant from the state to do, to prep it for, you know.
Right.
And then Governor Lingle just let the money lapse. So that was very disappointing. That was 2007.
Seven.
Yeah. And then, you know, and then the economy crashed, da-da-da-da. And then I met Damon in 2011. We did the comic book, 2012.
Right.
And then Goro Sumida, dear friend that, you know, veteran, 100 Battalion veteran, passed away, mm-hmm. 2 weeks after the comic book came out. And then 2 months later, Senator Inouye died.
Right.
So at his funeral, you know, it was very sad. And I saw my legislator friends and I'm like, see, you know, he could have seen something,
sure.
Right? So they said, you know what? Put that grant through again. We'll rubber stamp it. You know, and true to their word, they did.
Right.
They're like, we got a Democrat governor. So I was like, okay, you know, it's a lot of work putting this packet together. So, but they, true to their word, they did. And so that's, the funding came through. It was allotted in 2013.
Right.
And a lot of red tape, really. The state government works really slowly, but we were able to shoot it last December.
Right.
And we wrapped principal photography in January, and we're in post-production. We've been in post-production since January. It'll be done end of September.
Are we going to be shopping around at film festivals? Or
we will, actually. So it'll be online because it's that's the only contract with SAG we could afford, the new media agreement. But also, we can do film festivals. So the world premiere will be at HIFF. The Hawaii International
Fantastic.
Film Festival.
Fantastic. Great place for it. That's good. So here's the thing, curiously, because I know that there are certain caveats when you get funding from the government. Is there anything that you have to do with the movie?
Yeah. And so we'll air it on PBS.
Oh, good.
Yeah. And so, but we're happy to do that because we want people to learn, you know, and also support PBS Hawaii because we love them.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
for sure. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. I mean, I know that there's always sometimes you get governed by these very stringent restrictions.
There are, yeah, but you know, I have to say I have to credit Governor Ige, and you know, Mark Takai, former congressman.
Yeah, he was very influential in this.
He was. You know, Mark has always been really supportive, and so we're actually dedicating the film to Mark.
Fantastic.
Yeah, we really miss him.
So now, has Damon gotten to see any of his work come to life on the screen yet, or in the editing bay?
Yeah, you know what? Damon did the storyboards.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
How convenient.
Yeah. That's what I do.
Yeah. And that was actually, he donated that, which was a huge donation. Like almost six figures.
Wow.
Donation.
Wow,
yeah.
That is amazing. Congratulations. That was good on you, sir, for that. How long would that work take you to do those storyboards? Was it like redoing the book again almost, or how did that work?
No, it's a totally different story.
Oh, is it? Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it is.
It's
an
origin story. Well, the comic book is the whole story.
Right.
But the movie is like the first ten pages of the comic book.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. But there are, we involve the families and the original, go more into more detail, the original 100 Battalion, before they were the 100,
right.
They were the 298th and 299th Infantry.
Right.
And then the 442, you know, they didn't just happen. It was the Varsity Victory Volunteer. Well, it was the Hawaii Territorial Guard first.
Right.
That was the UH-ROTC kids, and then they were kicked out. The Japanese guys were kicked out 6 months later. I'm sorry, 6 weeks later. And then they became the VVV.
Right.
And so that's that story. It's an origin story.
Okay, well, that's cool. So this could actually be, maybe a possible running series.
That's
if it
the dream, you know.
Oh, good.
That's the goal. It's supposed to be the pilot episode for a 10-part limited series.
Good.
So we'll see if anybody wants to fund us after this.
So is this will this be a feature-length film?
Yeah,
okay,
it will be. Because, I mean, you know how unlikely it is to get picked up, right? So it'll have to stand alone as a film.
Good, fantastic.
Yeah.
Just because I'm a huge movie nerd, What was the first rough cut? How long was the How long was the first rough cut of the movie?
Oh, well, the assembly cut was about an hour 40 minutes, and Alex, we had no money.
That's not bad though, to be fair. 140 minutes?
Yeah. Well, actually, we're supposed to turn in an hour to the state.
Oh, okay.
But, to run as a feature, you want to be longer than that.
Right. 60, so you have to be like 90 minutes, I think, is what it is.
So that was always the secret goal. Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, that's good. So how long before everybody gets to see this?
Well, it'll be online end of September.
Oh, end of September.
But really, people should see it in a theater.
Sure.
It's a beautiful film.
For sure.
Yeah.
And the Hawaii Film Festival is when?
November.
November.
So it's actually the closing night film, November 12th.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. And you can check out Journey of Heroes, of course, in your comic book stores and in theaters, and it'll be online in September. Where can we go? What website can we find you?
Oh, goforbrokemovie.com.
Goforbrokemovie.com. And Damon, your work, where can we find you, sir?
You can watch it on Fox, Sundays, Adult Swim, TBS, reruns of Bob's Burgers. But the one that I direct, it's not going to be until next year.
So. Oh, is it not until next year?
You know, when we exhibited at San Diego Comic Con, he was drawing the Bronies episode.
Oh, where is
the
storyboarder?
Yeah,
Equesticles.
Oh yeah, sorry, that's right. Equesticles. Yeah.
So how do you just fly back and forth often from California to here, or where are you based out of?
He lives in Rhode Island.
Oh, you're all the way out in Rhode Island.
Yeah.
Yes.
You guys produce it out in Rhode Island?
No, they do it in L.A.
Oh, I was going to say.
But then I work off-site as an assistant director, along with another guy that's Adam Phillips in Australia.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. So you're in Rhode Island. Okay.
Yeah.
What's it like?
What?
Rhode Island.
He's always complaining that there's no Chinese food.
Yeah, it's bad Chinese food,
no
but
Asians.
Good Italian food.
Good Italian food?
Good Italian food. Good
and
Portuguese food.
There's no, like,
food.
Japanese. There's no sushi.
Yeah, everything Japanese is just sushi, like...
But it sucks.
Well, it's Rhode Island.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
Yeah. They'll have, Italian
places. So that's on the
places.
Agenda.
Oh, good.
He's
good.
On vacation.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I dragged him to the con.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm sure you're enjoying every benefit.
He never saw Jake. Well, Pure Heart. They had the reunion concert last night.
Yeah.
So Jake Shimabukuro is writing the soundtrack for Go for Broke.
Yeah.
Right. And then they had their reunion concert last night, so I dragged Damon there, too.
Did you have a good time?
Yeah, that was cool. That was like being with a bunch of old, like 40-year-old locals, And I was like, oh, this is
you make like
people.
You're out of place.
I am out of place. I don't understand pigeon anymore. I don't.
Okay, here's a question for you. Since you live in Rhode Island,
yeah.
Is everybody sound like Peter Griffin? Is that a thing for real, or is that just on Family Guy?
There are other people that do sound like Peter Griffin. I actually live in Pawtucket. With the Pawtucket Brewery.
You live in Pawtucket?
Yeah, Pawtucket.
That is hilarious.
It's Pawtucket.
Oh, it's Pawtucket. Well, I hope you enjoy your time here, even though you're back home, of course.
Yeah, we're going fishing.
Oh, good.
We're going to pretend to fish.
You're going to pretend and you're going to pretend to have a good time fishing.
I'm just going to not work.
There you go.
Which is very difficult for Damon.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it is.
Yeah.
By the way, do you put up your work on social media or Instagram or anything like that? Or do people can check you out? Or?
No.
Oh, none of that? Oh,
no.
Okay.
I should.
Sometimes.
I've always been told
I
should.
Sometimes I'll be depressed and I'll bug him to draw me things to cheer me up.
Oh, I see.
And then I'll post it.
Oh, good.
But if I'm too sad, I won't post it.
I see.
Yeah.
Damon's
it has to
one
be
of those,
a level.
He's one of those Hollywood elites now.
No, he's
very busy.
Yeah, he's very
the
busy.
Stuff I draw on the side is not made for kids.
Oh, yeah. I gotcha. Speaking of...
Except for the chibis. He just drew Eddie. Eddie Yamasaki passed away. So to cheer me up, I was like, can you draw Eddie?
Oh, nice. Is there any future projects we can look forward to from you? I mean, other than Bob's Burgers, of course? You got anything in
the
works?
Nothing I can mention.
Nothing you can talk about yet?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, but you will talk about it next time you're back home, I hope.
Maybe.
You can let it
we never know when that'll be.
Yeah, that's a good point.
He doesn't like us.
Good.
Yeah. I'll be back in L.A. directing another one, I think.
Oh, good.
So I might come back here again because it's easier to travel to Hawaii.
Right.
From L.A. than it is Rhode Island.
I'm sure it is.
Yeah.
Well, no matter what Stacy says, I like you. So.
Okay. All right. It doesn't matter to me.
And it's certainly nice to meet you, for sure. Anyway, guys, if you're listening, please check out Journey of Heroes, the graphic novel. It's at any of your fine local comic book retailers. check out Damon's work on Bob's Burgers as we speak. And you can see Go for Broke, the movie, in September online and, of course, at the Hawaiian Film Festival in November. Do we have a hard date on that, by the way?
November 12th.
It's November 12th. And yours is showing it. Yours is the last show. What time is that start?
Closing night. You know, I don't know what time it is. I don't know where.
But it is closing night, though. Okay, fantastic. All right, Stacey, and where can we find you, my dear? Do you have all your...
Booth 319? No.
Do you have, like, a social media everybody can check out or anything?
Oh, yeah. They can check out Go for Broke Movie on Facebook. Okay. We have a Twitter handle. That's Chris Tashima. Our Oscar-winning actor is tweeting for us.
Oh,
yeah.
How cool is
He's very overqualified.
And by the way, something I didn't mention because we've been caught up and having a good time here, you employed a lot of great local talents here in the islands
right,
for your movie.
Because they're there, and they deserve the work, and they can do it. And, you know, it was just such an amazing experience to have them all. And you know, they were really underpaid, but we didn't have a lot of money.
Well, I think it's one of the great things about living in Hawaii, once again, is that, you know, everybody helps everybody out. Everybody's got projects and passions. Mm-hmm. Everybody's willing to step up and go, hey, listen, you help me out with my passion, I'll help you out with yours. And it seemed like everybody in this community, in the comic book community, was more than willing to help you and be there for you, which was fantastic.
Yeah, they did. It was just super heartwarming.
Yeah, it was. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we love just supporting you to talk. I mean, we're little peons in this, but just having you on and talking about your stuff, we love doing it. We love having you on. So.
No. Thank you.
We hope nothing but bigger and better things for you, and we hope you're getting picked up the series, and I hope you're able to talk to us again sometime.
Yes, me too.
All right.
I hope to visit the store, too. Again.
Yeah, that would be fantastic.
I know. Yeah. I dropped by last year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You did, because I missed it. I totally missed when you were there. Such a bummer, because you came to look at the fields. And everything over there.
We shot. That was the first shot of the film.
That's
the sugar
right.
cane, because it's all gone now.
Yeah, now
yeah,
it's
so
all
sad.
Gone. And what's the irony is that what's really cool is now you have stock footage of the sugar fields that no longer are there, the sugar cane fields.
Yeah, I know. It's depressing.
It's kind of depressing, isn't it? It's pretty crazy.
It's so sad.
Yeah.
Oh, but you know, we did get to shoot Coach Sakamoto at the 3-year swim club in the irrigation dishes. Yeah.
Oh, that is cool.
And the super cool thing is Reed Yamamoto, who's he took over, right? The Hawaii
right.
Swim Club.
Right.
And so he has Coach Sakamoto's stopwatch.
Oh,
and it's in the movie, and he's playing Coach Sakamoto.
Oh, that is so awesome. I cannot wait to see this flick. So, guys, check it out right now if you can. Go online in September, gopherbrokemovie.com. Check out Stacey Hayashi, my very special, lovely guest, and, of course, Mr. Damon Wong himself. Thanks, guys, for stopping by.
Thank you for having us.
All right, we're out of time.
G-money.
Hey, well, thank you. It's always a pleasure. So, guys, if you're listening, please check them out, gopherbrokemovie.com. We are out of time. Peace out, much love, and most assuredly, always stay nerdy. And until next time, we say to you guys, I'm